Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate and the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Eric Knight is our guest, our new friend. He's the founder and the CEO of SimpleWand. It's an IT company that helps companies like yours and mine stay out of trouble from the bad guys who are online trying to steal our stuff, trying to break in and steal our customers' information and find out what's going on in our business and create all kinds of mayhem that could cost us a lot of money, maybe even our own businesses. Right, Eric?
Yeah, I mean, it comes down to, you can call 2014, 2015 the year of the breach. And things only become real when you know somebody it happens to. And I think small business owners are really starting to realize that, hey, I know somebody that had some kind of incident last year.
Well, yeah, and you know, the thing is, the way we go online these days with our phones, with our tablets, with our laptops, all the wireless connectivity, the mobile connection. I use all that stuff. There's so many, and I'm traveling. You know, I'm on the road today. There's always. I mean, if you want to see how bad it is, go to a hotel somewhere. And put on, there's a software I used to have, Eric, that would show me how many different times a bad guy was trying to ping my computer.
Yeah, and that's from the hotel.
Go to a hotel and put that on. It'll scare the heck out of you. Because
yeah,
they're pinging
yeah,
you like every other
hotel, right?
Every half second. So, all right, how does a company in your industry, how does your industry go about providing services and capability so that you would come to that somebody in your industry, like your company, would come to me and say, okay, Jim, I'm going to make sure you're as protected as possible. What would that look like?
I mean, the simple answer is don't look like a target. It's really, there's so many easy targets out there. Most people will lose interest and just move on. And so there's a lot of compliances out there. So HIPAA is for medical, PCIs for credit card, and if a lot of small businesses just meet the minimum requirements of those compliances, they'll be less attractive as a target, and most likely
it's like a burglar will walk up and turn the handle before he breaks the window, right?
Yeah, it's like putting a sign outside and, you know, showing the alarm system, and they're like, this is a little tricky. Maybe I'll just go to the guy next door.
Move on where it's easier. Yeah, exactly. So, but what would that look like? How would we make ourselves less of a target?
What that looks like is proactiveness. I mean, the traditional model, firewalls are nothing new. Firewalls have been around for 15, 20 years. But the model
They're physical and software firewalls, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's something you buy one time and you'd amortize it over 5 to 7 years. But those are the guys getting hacked because you can't buy a device in 2015 and expect it to work for, you know, 3 to 5 years or even 7 years. And pretend like it's, you know, the industry's not changing. So, you know, what we do is we provide a monitored or managed device, and that device is, if somebody's out of whack, it's like, hey, alert everybody involved. This is not normal. We've got an intrusion. You're being targeted. You're being
right.
That whole managed service. I think it's something like 2% of the marketplace today, but by like 2020, I think it's something like 88% of the marketplace will have a service that monitors their firewall and IT infrastructure.
So you're saying that you make a combination of physical and cloud to monitor a site?
Yeah, and that's exactly how we do it. Absolutely.
So you have a physical firewall. Now, if I've got peer-to-peer, I don't have, in my office, we're peer-to-peer. I don't have a server in my office. How would you do that? And that's the way most small businesses are.
Most small businesses, if they're not already, they're moving to the cloud, so they're accessing Gmail, they're accessing things like that. But they still need protected because there's a lot of data held on the computer itself, or if you've heard the term Internet of Things, it'll be the big term of the next couple years.
Right.
All these sensors, your thermostat, your alarm system, they're all reside on your network. And if somebody can get in, I was shopping for a washer and dryer a couple weeks ago, and they have Wi-Fi. And, you know, people think, oh, well, that's convenient and not a, you know, it's a great idea. But the reality is, if somebody can get into your network and onto those devices, they could flood your basement because they could just turn on the water and desiccate.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. So let's back up a little bit, though. I've only got about a minute. So if I came to your website and did business with you, you would send me a physical device to put in front of my modem?
That's exactly it. And that device then monitored for any threat.
It would speak to your cloud software.
Exactly. That's exactly it. And
let's say I had a breach. What would happen then?
Immediately you get alerted saying, "Hey, this is not right. Something's going on. Shut this down.
Right.
Look here." Everybody's on the high alert at that point.
Right. Okay. And what does something like that cost? What's a typical price for something like that from your company or from an industry?
Very, very inexpensive. It would be comparable to a security system for your office and like the monitoring that went along with it.
Like 25 months a month or 30 months or something like that?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Simple One, SimpleWan, is the website, right, Eric?
That's it, yeah. And you can actually see the live threats going on our customers. It's very anonymous,
right.
But it's all on the website.
So check all that out, folks, if you want to see how it goes. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to do this. If you're going to be in business today, this is part of the cost of doing business. Hey, Eric, come back soon. Keep us posted on how things are going.
Sounds great. Hey, thank you very much.
Eric Knight, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day and keep us posted. We like accumulating these security experts. They're as handy as a pocket on a shirt. I got to take a quick break. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.